harbor of shame no more. The main image is an aerial photograph of a massive industrial facility on a peninsula that juts into the bright blue water of Boston Harbor. This is the Deer Island Wastewater Treatment Plant. It can process up to 1.35 billion gallons of wastewater daily. Most of the peninsula is covered by tanks that separate solid sludge from wastewater and structures for secondary treatment that uses microorganisms. Featured prominently in the foreground are large egg-shaped digesters that convert sludge to methane, carbon dioxide, organic solids, and water. In the 1980s, Boston Harbor was one of the dirtiest in the country due to centuries of dumping raw and poorly treated sewage and industrial waste into its waters. Pollution threatened irreversible harm to the harbor's marine habitats. It also brought slime and foul odors and closed beaches and shellfish beds. Today, the Massachusetts Water Resources Authority, MWRA, operates the state-of-the-art Deer Island Wastewater Treatment Plant, which removes pollutants from the wastewater of 43 communities. After treatment, solid sludge is made into fertilizer pellets, which are used in gardening and landscaping. Liquid effluent is sent into a 9.5-mile tunnel and discharged into the deep waters of Massachusetts Bay. Ongoing monitoring shows vastly improved conditions in the harbor and no degradation of the bay. The facility took 15 years, $3.8 billion, and the efforts of thousands of people to plan and build. It transformed Boston Harbor into one of the cleanest in the nation. An environmental treasure that welcomed people to its waters and shores for thousands of years can do so again. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is a small sign pounded into the sand near the shoreline. The sign reads, "Water polluted today. Swimming may be hazardous." Signs like this one often disappointed beachgoers, especially after heavy rainstorms overwhelmed the former treatment plant's capacity. Next is a map of South Boston with a yellow line running along its southern beaches up to Pleasure Bay. This line shows the path of a large storage tunnel that runs under the beaches. This tunnel virtually eliminates the sewer system discharges into the harbor that occurred there after heavy rains. Now the overflow, a combination of sewage and stormwater, is held in the tunnel to be pumped to the treatment plant when capacity allows. The next image is a photograph of McCorkle Pier, an L-shaped pier off the harbor walk around Castle Island. Sailboats and motorboats dot the harbor, with Logan Airport visible on the opposite shore. People are strolling along the sidewalk and out to the pier, while others are fishing from it. Fishing enthusiasts flock here to catch striped bass, bluefish, winter flounder, and cunner, depending on season and tide. The last image is a photograph of swimmers striding into the water at Pleasure Bay, all wearing neon green bathing caps. A few onlookers watch from the background. This is the Swim Across America Boston Open Water Swim, held here in August 2021. The event raises funds for cancer research. The photo captures how Boston beaches are swimmable again, and Pleasure Bay is one of the cleanest.